This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Syrian state media are reporting that Israeli airstrikes have hit several targets in and around homes early Sunday, wounding five soldiers. VOA's Marissa Melton has the story.
This marks the ninth time Israel has struck targets in Syria since the beginning of the year. This according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a war monitoring group linked to the opposition. State news agency Sana, citing military sources, has said the strikes targeted sites in the city of Homs and surrounding countryside. It said Syrian air defenses intercepted the missiles and shot down some of them. There's been no immediate statement from Israel on the strikes. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Voters in Montenegro are casting ballots Sunday to elect their next president in a vote that could unseat incumbent Milo Djukanovic, who has dominated the country's political scene for decades. The outcome of the contest will likely determine the balance of power ahead of snap parliamentary elections due in June. Montenegro has gone through months of gridlock since the government collapsed in August. Unofficial results are expected late Sunday. On Saturday, Russia took over the presidency of the United Nations Security Council, which rotates every month. The last time Moscow held the post was in February 22. When its troops launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba called this a slap in the face to the international community. In related news, $2.6 billion of military aid are headed to Ukraine that could include air surveillance, anti-tank rockets, and fuel trucks. This could be announced later in the week, U.S. officials say. For more, visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, this is VOA News. Deadly storms that dropped possibly dozens of tornadoes killed at least 21 people in small towns and big cities across the American South and Midwest on Saturday, tearing a path through the Arkansas Capitol and collapsed the roof of a packed concert venue in Illinois. Confirmed or suspected tornadoes in at least eight states destroyed homes and businesses, splintered trees, and laid waste to neighborhoods across a broad swath of the country. Sudan's military leaders and pro-democracy forces have said they will delay the signing of an agreement to usher in a civilian government. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
The postponement of the signing comes as key security reform negotiations between the Sudanese army and the country's powerful paramilitary forces appear to have reached a deadlock. Military generals met with pro-democracy leaders Saturday in the capital of Khartoum and agreed to sign the deal on April 6, said a spokesman for the pro-democracy bloc in a statement. Sudan has been mired in chaos after a military coup removed a Western-backed power-sharing government in October 2021. Last December, the military and several pro-democracy groups signed a preliminary deal vowing to restore the transition. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Tennis players from Russia and Belarus will be allowed to compete at Wimbledon. This after the All England Club reversed its ban from last year. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
In order to take part, the players must sign a declaration of neutrality, as well as complying with appropriate conditions. This includes not expressing support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine and not accepting any funding from Russia or Belarus. Wimbledon's chairman, Ian Hewitt, said the decision to reverse the ban was a difficult one and was made with a great deal of consideration. Nevertheless, Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, condemned the reversal as immoral. Kuleba called on the UK government to deny visas to the Russian and Belarusian players who have now been allowed back at Wimbledon. Karen Chamas, London.
At least three civilians were killed and several more wounded in Russian shelling of Kostantinovka in eastern Ukraine on Sunday morning. This according to a senior Ukrainian official. Kostantinovka is home to about 70,000 people before the war. It's just 20 kilometers west of Bakhmut, which has been the epicenter of fighting for at least 8 months as Russian forces try to capture the city. Bulgarians vote on Sunday in their fifth general election in 2 years, a record for the European Union amid deep divisions over the war in Ukraine. The poor Balkan nation of 6.5 million people is a member of NATO and the EU, but is historically and culturally close to Russia. Steve Karish, VOA News.